Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing right field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fosse. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Fosse steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Babakwa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dunning hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Bell reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Howard pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Bevacqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. Fosse drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McAuliffe out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunning hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lagro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Cash reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alkaline pinch hits for Laron Lagro. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.